very important conversation with Winky Medad, the possibility of a third election in just over a year. We'll stay on top of that story with Winky and others who cover the Middle East for us. Well, right now we're going to another major region of the world, the European Union, and that's where we find John Rood, the man who is the one covering that very key location in our world as it relates to Bible prophecy. European Union, most likely the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. And John actually lived there in Brussels for over 30 years. John, looks like the French Jews are leaving the European Union, headed to Israel, making immigration. And they're saying that it's because of anti-Semitism and the surrender by the French leaders to jihad. What can you tell us?
Yes, there are certain factors involved. There has been certainly an increase of anti-Semitism in France through the years, which we have monitored. There's economic situations as well. But the World Zionist Organization is working on a plan to bring hundreds of thousands of French Jews to Israel. And this has been for a few years. It was early 2018. The president of the Confederation of Jews in France said in a few decades there'll be no Jews in France. Being pressured is what he's saying to leave France for Israel. So we do see a certain movement in that direction, and now it's become a concrete plan.
You know, that's very interesting, because God's plan is that the Jews go to Israel as well, and maybe it will be anti-Semitism and jihad which will ultimately drive the Jews out of the European Union, and in fact, out of all the countries around the world, into Israel. Well, let's stay on this subject just a moment longer. The United Kingdom is reporting Russian interference, and they're asking Israel to assist, but right now Israel is not ready to challenge the Kremlin. Can you give us more details on that?
This is an interesting parliamentary report which came out of the United Kingdom. It was long awaited and expected, so the British Parliament came out naming countries saying that they will not necessarily confront or publicly condemn Moscow. So France, as we just mentioned, was at the top of the list, Austria and Italy. But in a way, surprisingly, Israel was mentioned as well. And the reason there for the mention would be, of course, that Russian oligarchs and their investment is coming into Israel. And certainly Israel has a highly sensitive relation with Russia, but it is noting that there is a hesitancy for Israel to confront Russia, certainly for these economic reasons. Maybe, Jimmy, I should interview you on that question.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll turn around the microphones and do that sometime. But I'd love to have you on the broadcast, because we talk about political events unfolding. You know the political events of the European Union. And, of course, that political activity is setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. For example, let me ask you about Germany, France, Italy, all threatening sanctions over weapons shipments that are going into Libya, mostly from out of Turkey. What do we know on that story?
Well, this last weekend was the EU summit in Brussels, which comes from time to time. And it's highly significant. Germany, France, and Italy all together are now calling for sanctions on Turkey over the weapon shipments. And so it's almost certain, really it is, that Turkey had escorted a ship with military equipment into Libya against the embargo. So German Chancellor Merkel has said Libya is facing a heightened risk of regional escalation. And so the French president is getting support, because the French forces were involved in that altercation. But it is important that Germany, France, and Italy are coming to the forefront on the level of an EU summit calling for sanctions on Turkey.
And I would imagine that is the reason for the headline. One final thought I want to ask you about, that Turkey may well be the death of NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the military force for the European Union, because of their record and their recent clashes with their fellow member France there on the coast of Libya. Libya playing a key role here, but Turkey may be the death of NATO. You think that's possible?
Turkey is coming to the forefront. You know, Turkey joined NATO back in 1952, I believe it was. The idea there, they were welcome because that would be a balancing force with Russia. If Turkey was in NATO, then therefore they wouldn't align with Russia. Turkey is taking an opposing side to Russia, apparently, in the Libyan conflict. But really, now Turkey has come into its own and become its own threat, which is a situation for NATO allies, which has never happened. So this, again, had this conflict with the shipment of military goods. And really, news has come out with details on the ships and the Turkish frigates that were protecting that shipment. They actually gave indication to the French forces that they were willing to engage their military systems. And so Turkey has come out, of course, buying the Russian surface-to-air missiles. They have unilaterally moved in northern Syria without a NATO approval. Turkey has come into its own militarily and is now taking, as we discussed last week, Hagia Sophia becoming a mosque again. It's all on the basis of Turkey's national sovereignty. This is the line that they are taking. So it does appear to be highly conflicted, Turkey's place in NATO at this moment. This is a crisis.
A crisis, but also a step towards the fulfillment of Bible prophecy as well. That's the reason we bring John Rue to this broadcast table, to give us a European Union update on a weekly basis. John, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
My pleasure. Important to monitor these items.